T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there's actually a silver lining that people have found in this COVID crisis. 644-9850. We're asking you, so the pandemic hasn't been all bad. Name the top silver lining that you've found in this crisis. 644-9850. Maybe the silver lining for you is that you're more grateful for your health. And you're like, wow, I'm lucky I'm healthy. I'm going to take care of myself more. Maybe you have a bigger appreciation for things that you used to take for granted. And now you've been forced to pretty much stop in your tracks and do an assessment of life. And maybe you're seeing that those things that you used to take for granted, you really appreciate. 644-9850. How about some perspective on Kiss 98.5 this morning? What's the silver lining you found in this crisis?
I think of funny stuff, but then in all seriousness, the time spent with my family, my immediate, you know, Meg and the kids, could not have spent this kind of time with them if we weren't forced to, because we all work a lot. Everyone's got to work a lot. Being able to spend time with them and really like good quality together time has been the silver lining.
I think, too, with siblings all being at home, maybe different ages, maybe close in age, having that time together to reconnect where it used to be everyone was going off to their friends. It's been that kind of good bonding time. 644-9850. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What's the silver lining you found in the crisis?
My silver lining?
Yes.
My silver lining is I've had a lot more time with my college-age kids who have been learning from home, and I've had tons of extra time with them.
We've gone back to family meals, haven't we?
Before.
Yeah, exactly. You get that special time with them.
Yeah.
Everybody getting along?
I'll never get that back. It's been great.
Yeah, totally agree with that. Thanks for calling. 644-9850. Who's this?
My name's Abby.
Abby, what has been the silver lining in this crisis?
I'm going to go along with spending time with family as well, but in the sense of like going to the parks and seeing everybody outside and enjoying the nice weather. I just think that's nice to see, especially Delaware Park. Like if you drive past there, there's just families at like enjoying their time together, whereas before I don't think that you saw that as much.
I totally agree. You see everybody taking walks together, being outside together. It's nice.
I think there's a new appreciation for the parks in Western New York, and I enjoy that, too. That's good. That's a silver lining.
Any green space. Hi, Kiss. Good morning.
Oh, am I here? Am I on? Sorry.
You are. Hi, who's this?
Wyatt.
Wyatt, what has been the silver lining in this crisis for you?
I kind of use it as a time to like get back into being a bookworm, so it's been nice. I've been like reading a ton, which has been really great.
What are you reading right now?
I just finished Red, White, and Royal Blue. It was really good. And I don't know, I'm gonna start something new today, but I don't know what it'll be.
Where's your favorite place to sit down and get into a book?
I enjoy going to town and like sitting outside of Taste Beneath Aurora, or just like on my couch.
Very nice. A silver lining, you're reading more. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Anne.
Anne, we're asking the question, what has been the top silver lining you've found in this crisis?
Well, I would have to say I recently got divorced. and I'm able to spend more time with my kids because I was working from home for 3 days a week. So I was able, you know, I don't know, because you work all day, you come home. I was able to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner with them and spend quality time with them.
Kind of reconnect and ground everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
And building the relationship.
Oh, that's
being,
cool.
That's my boy. Being divorced now, it would have to be hard to meet somebody in this weird time.
Well, not really.
No.
I didn't.
Go, girl.
You would
I
think.
Did meet someone.
You did. How did you, for somebody else listening right now that is single and hasn't been able to meet anybody during this, how did you meet somebody?
Well, my divorce was long and drawn for a couple of years, but I have one of my best friends. It was her cousin, and life is great. We have a lot in common. We golf, we run, we bike, and he's divorced as well. So he has his girls. I have my boys, and he's able to spend quality time with his girls. And I'm able to spend quality time with my boys. And not so much yet together, because it's still all new, but he is wonderful. I thought I would never meet anyone. And there is, you know, life out there and someone, your soulmate.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like that. How many like the
dates
Brady Bunch.
How many dates before you brought your mask down?
Yeah, well, we kept our distance for a little bit, and then, you know, because it was only, you know, our circle, whether it was our kids and him and I, and at work, we're kind of secluded as well. So we didn't really go anywhere.
That's all right.
I mean, that's
friend's
nice.
Cousin for the win.
Yeah, woo! That is a silver lining. I'm glad you called. Thank you. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Brittany.
Hello, pretty princess. How are you doing today?
I'm
Queen
good.
Bee.
Good. So what's Very been the good. Silver lining for you, Brittany?
I would say kind of like what the opposite of Nick said, not being able to see some family members has now made me realize, no, that I want to spend time with them.
I thought your silver lining was you can get away from family.
I'm so glad.
I was reinforcing things.
Yeah. So absence makes the heart grow fonder, so you miss your family.
Yeah, yeah. My sister had a baby, a preemie baby back in November, so she was in the NICU for quite a few months and kind of came out right before everything started.
Oh, wow.
So then when everything started, my sister, you know, obviously was a little bit cautious with everything. So it was so hard not to be able to go and see her and my other nephews and my parents. And so it kind of made me realize that I actually do enjoy my family and love them.
Oh, I like that. That's a
nice.
Great silver lining. I'm glad
that's
you called.
Fun, interesting thing to discover.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Jesse.
We're asking what the silver lining in this crisis has been for you, Jesse.
Well, me and my boyfriend, we had a couple, you know, vacations planned that got ruined because of COVID. But we were actually supposed to go see my sister last week. She just recently moved to Florida. Mm-hmm. And obviously we couldn't go there because quarantine started. So we had to pick a new place to go. So we went to Maine. And we got to go to Acadia National Park and climb a mountain. My boyfriend proposed to me up at the top.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Wait, did you say you went to Maine?
Yeah, we went to Maine.
Well, is Maine even letting people in? I thought they weren't. Oh, they are.
Yeah, if you got tested within like a couple of, like 72 hours prior to going, you were supposed to go. Yeah.
They let you win, but they give you the eye, Jan. They give you the eye.
They do. Yeah, they give you the, you've got New York plates on your car eye.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. So you climbed to the top of the mountain. What time of day was it? And then when did you know, oh my gosh, she's going to propose?
Well, we were climbing up. It was like 11 in the morning or so. And we were like going, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need a break. And he's like, no, you got it. You can do it. Come on, let's go. And he was just like urging me to get to the top. And like the second we got to the top, he like out of breath, like did it. Like he was trying to like kiss me, like can't breathe. Because we're stuck. It was it was perfect. And like, if we went to Florida and we were with family, he said he probably wouldn't have did it then. So
nice.
It was a last minute change, but it was worth it.
That's how is Arcadia National Park? I've never been there.
Oh, it was beautiful. Was gorgeous. Yeah, it's all like coastlines, and there's just like lakes and ocean and ponds and mountains and everywhere. It was beautiful.
Wow, that sounds so nice. So now you're a bride to be. Have you even thought of how you're going to get married?
It's going to be a couple years off, but
yeah.
We talked about it a little bit, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing because we don't know when this, you know, it'll be interesting to see when this ends. Congratulations. Yay. That's awesome. Thanks for calling.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.